A birthday tribute of music legend Johnny Cash takes place next Sunday in Dias. Originally scheduled to be held at the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home, the event now will start at 2 o'clock at the Dias Community Center, with the launch of a major project to restore the boyhood home of the music legend. After the launch, the family of Johnny Cash will hold a birthday tribute.
And we expect that it'll be primarily a family tribute where they will be performing some songs. They will be reminiscing about their father and brother, telling stories. And then we will also use that tribute occasion to officially launch our national fundraising campaign to raise the rest of the funds that are needed for the project.
Dr. Ruth Hawkins is executive director of Arkansas Delta Byways. Hawkins says the purpose of the launch is to raise funds for renovating the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home, and Hawkins says one way to preserve the house is actually to move it.
We are getting ready to, actually what we will be doing is picking up the house and moving it off of its foundation in order to compact the soils and establish a new foundation. The soils in Dice are it's gumbo soil. It shifts and moves, as you've probably seen. And as a result, the house is very unlevel and unstable. So we will be going in and doing some work on the foundation and then setting the house back on the foundation. So we will be setting a new cornerstone for the house.
And Hawkins says the house is in poor shape, but she says there are still some things intact.
The house has deteriorated significantly because that soil over there does shift and move, and every time it does, you know, things become unlevel. So it's sagging in places right now. The roof is sagging. There have been some alterations made to the outside of the house in particular, which will need to be restored back to the way they looked originally. But the beauty of it is that when we got into the house and began tearing away some of the things that had been added over the years, the original materials are still there. We're very fortunate in that the owner that we acquired the property from had not torn out anything. He had just covered over. And so really the original walls, the original floors, the original floor covering, all that's still there, which makes it very exciting.
Hawkins says that money is needed to help fix up the home as well as make other major improvements in the project.
For the overall project, we are attempting to raise about $3.8 million, but the overall project includes the restoration of the boyhood home, the restoration of the administration building in town, the recreation of the theater downtown, which will serve as an orientation facility for visitors and show films and that kind of thing. It calls for recreating all of the outbuildings that were on the Cash property, as well as creating a hiking and biking trail that would take visitors from the downtown area out to the Cash home. So the overall master plan is a pretty ambitious plan, and we'll be working on bits and pieces of it for quite some time.
And Hawkins says the event is generating a lot of excitement.
There is a lot of momentum, and what's exciting is that we get a lot of interest all over the country in people wanting to help with this project. I mean, he's clearly an international icon, and everybody seems to be thrilled with the fact that his boyhood home is going to be preserved, because it would have been a great loss, because not only is it Johnny Cash's home, but it's part of the historic Dice Colony, which was a very important agricultural resettlement community during the 1930s.
And that's Ruth Hawkins. Everything gets underway next Sunday, February 26th at 2 o'clock at the Dice Community Center. Johnny Cash would have been 80 years old.